It's 8:30. Let's go. We are the prompt black people here in these streets.
No PC time.
Okay.
No PC time. What's up, y'all? What's going on? Oh, my goodness. You really going to put this on me right now?
I am.
All right, cool. So, welcome back, everybody. What's up, Trish?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
It's been a minute since we did this, so give us a second to get ourselves together. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while.
Yeah, why am I done right now?
I don't know why you're done, but you need to cut it out. Okay. We decided to come back today because it's been a while, but almost a month now?
It's been over a month.
Over a month?
Just
and a lot has happened in that time frame.
A lot has happened in that time frame.
You know, so let me turn the music down real quick, my bad. So a lot has happened in that time frame. But tonight, something special happened that normally doesn't happen between celebrity couples. Will Smith actually joined in on Jada's Red Table Talk. If you guys have not watched that or watched anything from that, you should check it out. It is a great show. Jada really like expresses herself, and it's you can tell that she's being honest with it. She's not hiding nothing. So for Will to come and for them to talk about their relationship, what, 25 years now, and what they went through, you know, it just, as a man that's married, it just made me go, all right, cool, so there is a chance. There's something there. Like, all right, cool. You know, because, I mean, he said a lot of things that I feel like, you know, a lot of couples go through. The facade one. Mm-hmm. Shorty being behind you instead of being next to you.
Okay.
Because shorty, dudes always saying, yeah, I need a shorty behind me, man. Why? Why ain't she beside you? She's your queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a queen doesn't sit behind her king. She's always on the side.
True.
You know, they don't put thrones one ahead of each other.
That's true.
You know, so that's why I never understood that whole thought process of I need my queen behind me. Like, you should want your queen. You should be a... She said she's not marriage material. She's a ride or die type of chick.
Yes. I actually loved when she
Yeah, said that. That was perfect. You know... Because, in a sense, marriage is comes with the expectations that society brings with it. You know, it's something, me personally, I have always hated about relationships. Anything that has to do with a female, I don't like the box that you put me in. I don't like the expectations that I feel coming off of you. I don't like the fact that when we're in front of people, I gotta behave a certain type of way to please your man, to please you or your friends. I just want to be Shola all the time.
Okay.
You know, not disrespectful, not the wild boy, but there's different characteristics of the person that is who I am. Just like there's different characteristics of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you want to be, oh, I can be polite today, but some days you just want to turn up and be ratchet as fuck and don't be judged.
Okay.
I want to smoke my weed in freedom without niggas looking at me like, oh, this nigga's a pothead. Like, let me do my shit.
Okay.
You know, but in their relationship conversation, it just let me know that they had really gone through it. And the entire episode, part one and part two, it just gave you a rundown of their troubles. And we came up with some discussion topics for them.
So before we get into the questions, overall, what was your takeaway from that episode? I want to start with that.
The entire episode, they said it themselves. No expectations. You didn't come in with anything. Oh, and the true definition of unconditional love. That just because what you're doing doesn't make me happy, that does not mean that I cannot be happy for you.
Correct. And love you through that.
And love you through that.
Yes.
You know, that was a big thing for me because that word love or being in love is misconstrued all the time. You know, having grown up not understanding what unconditional love was because I got conditional love my entire life. You know, we grew up that way where if you don't do something that I like, I can't fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying? We ain't rocking. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, but with them, they really got to understand each other. We're like, all right, cool. Like their thing is vacation wise, in the summertime, she's with him 10 days. Doing all the wild shit he likes to do. You know what I'm saying? And then in Christmas time, he comes home and he's there for 10 days doing the same old shit that she likes to do.
Right?
That's what she loves. So he endures it for her. You know, because that's what makes her, it's their agreement. Like, you, nobody hinders anybody else's happiness. Now, where you want to go?
Okay. So for me, my takeaway, and I'm going to get to you, Ben Smiley Pants, about that question because we have that on our notes today.
Got you.
My takeaway was something that Will said towards the end of part two. So I'm going to read it for you and go from there. Okay. Right. So he said, when people say love, they mean it transactionally.
Mm. Word.
I love you as long as you do things that make me feel good. If you don't do the things that make me feel good, or even worse, you do something that will make me feel bad, I don't love you. And people start to disconnect from that. What do you think about that quote?
It's very true. I mean, that's the way we were taught to operate. You know, it's bad. It's bad if you think about it. Right. It makes no sense.
Right.
Because it's, at the end of the day, it's selfishness. You're thinking only about you.
No, I agree with you. You know, I think that hit me, I think, out of the whole thing, because I think people are just so wired to think that way that they don't realize that that's how they're loving each other at all. So that was important to me. And then...
That's what I see. Definitely my bad. Go ahead.
And I wanted to segue right into this question here about, like, let's talk about the significance of egos and expectations. Okay. So I think that was a huge part of their conversation there. And I remember when we sat down with Tyomi, the sexpert, too, how ego is a really big...
It's a big factor.
It's a big factor in relationships these days. But people, I think that's another thing that they don't really see, and it's sort of already wired in us. So, like, what do you think about, you know, the significance of killing the ego within a relationship?
You can't have it. I mean, you know, if the person is true about who they brought in front of you, then you should be, if you're willing to take that time, first of all, you're on your own time because you're choosing to deal with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if they're showing you this is who they are and all of that, and they have certain ways about them, you got to really decide, can you deal with that already? You can't be trying to change them or maneuver them or manipulate them into to fit in your criteria.
Yeah, but I'm going to stop you right there. That's true, but there's also the compromise piece too.
Yeah, of course.
So I think people don't understand how to compromise versus...
Oh, no, they don't.
I think that's where the egos and the expectations lie.
Okay.
Because people are expecting that once I put that title or that label on you... Now there's a whole set of rules and lists that come along
y'all
with it.
Y'all can keep them shits, man. Keep them shits, man. Like, y'all can keep them.
There shouldn't be rules and expectations. Like, I think there's boundaries to a certain extent. Like, if I'm with you and I'm with you exclusively, like, let's have a conversation about what that looks like.
Yeah,
so that there's no misconception or confusion within that. But I think that... the expectations and those lists and those rules should not... Those are elements that break a relationship versus... Yeah.
They said something... Fostering it. They both said something that really hit me also when it came to that. Like, there's nothing that either of them could do that will make them break up or fall out of love for each other. Because they don't even consider each other married anymore.
Right. They're so I was going to talk partners. To you about that too, because you're married.
Yeah.
And like, how did that resonate with you? Like, do you feel like you and your wife is it a marriage or is it more of a life partner for you?
It's definitely more of a life partner with me because I don't consider myself marriage material at all. Nothing about, if you know me, you know me growing up, anything like that.
100% true.
You know, I'm not marriage material. I've never been like somebody that a girl would look at and be like, oh, that's the right man for me right there. I'm just not that kind of guy. So for her to go through dealing with me and how I am, I'm just like, cool bet. You know, this is what it like. Us getting married was not what we planned on.
Right.
We didn't need the marriage thing, but it was because of work and all the other shit. I was just like, all right, cool. You know, she got the benefits and all the other shit. You know, she get right. If something happens to me, knock on wood, you know, when she be set, she be straight. Because prior to that, even when, you know, we were going through our first child and everything, we weren't together, we never really argued.
Okay.
I mean, there was stress conversations, but there was no disrespect ever.
Do you still feel like years later it's still like that?
It's still like that now. Yeah, we don't. Her and I do not raise our voices at each other. I mean, you know how I am. I don't like that.
Right.
You know, that to me means you really. I take confrontation very seriously. So if you take me to that level, I will battle with you.
So do you feel like the way that Jada and Will communicate, to bring it back to the red table really quickly, do you feel that's how you communicate with your wife?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. I mean, it's got, I mean, she, I definitely know what she does not like, you know what I'm saying? But it's not, what she doesn't like doesn't hinder me in the least bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like, and all, I mean, obviously there's certain things I'm like, oh, come on, let's do something here, what's up? You know, but, you know, other than that, it's very minimal. You know, we, like I said, we don't really fight, we don't really argue, we more of, like you say, compromise with things. You know, and we're very good at that. And our kids see that all the time. My kids can never say that, oh, I've seen my dad yell at my mom or anything like that. They see nothing but love all day long.
Now, was that an unspoken, like, agreement? Because you know how, like, Will and Jada had to go through an issue for them to come to that piece? Was that just something unsaid and it just happened?
It's always been like that. That's always been our relationship. Dope. You know, we just, from the day we met, actually, it's always been very, like, respectful of each other. You know, like, I know her boundaries and stuff like that. You know, they might grind my gears from time to time, but that's going to happen because nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know, but we're both just understand. You're like, all right, cool.
So the topic tonight is, do you really know your partner? Do you feel as though that you guys know each other?
She probably knows me better than I know her. She definitely knows me.
Because you're such a nigga.
She definitely knows me. Like, you know, I be telling niggas, I don't know shit. Go ask her. I mean, I'm just kind of out here just moving, you know. But, we definitely have grown to know each other very well, where she doesn't need to ask me much.
Mm-hmm.
She already knows what my response is going to be and vice versa. You know, that's what comes with time. You know, we just never really, like, yeah, I'm the wild boy and she's the calm chick, but when she wants to get wild, I'd be like, yo, you might want to tone that down a little bit.
We're going to stop right there.
She has no limits for whatever she needs to do, because I have no limits. You know, there's no, we both know each other's, I guess you could say, boundaries, like you were saying earlier. And I think even within Will and Jada, they know their boundaries, you know, in a sense. Because they're certain, like they said, they're not swingers or anything like that. So that kind of negates a bunch of other things that the rumors always speak up about them. So
I found an interesting point in that episode too. Would you ever decide to, like, break up within your marriage? Or would you completely just decide a divorce?
I don't know. I've always said that me and my girl got a divorce, I'm not getting back. I'm not getting married ever again.
Is divorce an option for you?
Divorce?
Like, how Will was like, yo, I knew I was in his first marriage. Yeah, I'm stuck.
If I'm feeling stuck, I'm letting go.
Really?
I'm letting go.
You're not going to try to sort through that, work through that, or maybe
I would try. No, I would try.
Okay.
I would try. You know, but I know myself too. Like, if I'm feeling caged off too much, or I'm feeling caged in too much, I'm just going to rebel. And I'm very good at rebelling. So I would just self-destruct, and it's not fair. It wouldn't be fair to my family, and especially her, to see that. You know what I mean? I feel like if you are in a relationship, I definitely do feel, if you're in a relationship, because I felt like that before prior to her and all the times, let go. You just got to really just let go. Like, it's painful. You're going to go through that, but you should be able to let go. Will saying, that's him. Will saying, I will deal with that for the rest of my life. That's dying every day. He chose to die.
Yeah.
You know, you chose to die, fam. That's the only thing I can disagree with him. I'm like, whoa, I'm not dying for nobody.
Chola's like, I'm fucking out. I'm out.
My kids are gonna be fucked up in the head. Boom, boom, boom. My dad left my mom, whatever. But daddy's happy, bro. Like, I can't, she doesn't, it's not even about really her making me happy.
Right.
It's just, I'm not happy being married anymore. I'm not happy with, I got this on my arm. I got this. I don't want that no more.
Do you think you carry a lot of expectations in your marriage now?
No, not at all. Because I've always just done what I needed to do anyways, prior to her. So it doesn't feel like anything is really adding. It is actually more of a motivation to be better. You know, like, all right, cool. I got 5 mouths to feed. Let's get it rocking. Like, I like the challenge. It gets my blood going. Like, ooh, I'm really about to really handle this. I'm about to knock this out of the park. I like that challenge.
So do you think it's your spouse's responsibility to make you happy?
No.
And when I say that, I don't mean just like within your dynamic. Do you think in general it's a person's significant other or spouse's responsibility?
No, it's not their responsibility. It's not their responsibility at all. You should be happy within yourself, definitely. I've noticed growing up, I don't know about you, I know with niggas too, everybody seems to project themselves onto other people. The manipulation that comes with their manipulation, with the way they do things and all of that, just to get a reaction out of you to see what levels they can push. You should not be looking for somebody to make you smile.
Right.
You should be smiling anyways, nigga. You breathing. Why are you upset, bro?
Jola, but in a relationship, how you said that Will was choosing to die.
Yeah.
With the first, that's what a lot of people go through because their spouse don't know how to make them happy.
Well, you need
or
to let
they
that
feel
go.
Like their spouse has to make them happy.
Well, then that life sucks for you, fam. And I feel very, very bad for you. I'm sad for you. Hell yeah.
There's a lot of people who are stuck in that situation.
That's your fault. Yeah. At the end of the day, take responsibility, people. You have to take responsibility for your own lives. Because when they die, you are now stuck, wasting your time. You know what I mean? What's left? What's left now? They're not there no more. Okay. They're not there no more.
So I'm going to take it to the live real quick. And he brings up a point right here. He says, absolutely not my responsibility to make her happy and vice versa. Mm-hmm. We'll drop a bar there. Don't come back till you are happy. And he completely agrees with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, nigga. You know, what's up? What's up on my side? Martinez, what's up, boy? You says, you're mad real, dog. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate trying to keep it funky out here, man.
So, Annie, I want to ask you. So, if you're saying that don't come back until you're happy, are you willing to do what Will and Jada did where they broke up within their marriage? They didn't get divorced, but they broke up in order for Jada to go and find herself. So, I want to hear back from
Wasn't
you
he gone that. For 2 years also?
Yeah, I mean, that was during the time that they broke up.
Yeah, 2 years,
2 years that they broke up to kind of really do the soul searching and find each other.
Yeah.
Murph said divorce shouldn't be an option for better or for worse.
Nah, sometimes you gotta let it go, fam. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta let it go, man. Look, we human beings, bro.
I think it depends on the situation. Like, if the situation calls for a divorce, then you should do the divorce.
It doesn't matter.
No. But I think it's important to work through that. And if that means you break up within your marriage to go and really find yourself. Because you gotta remember, Jada was... I don't think that she ever was in Will Smith's shadow, but I do believe that Will was or is the bigger star between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. His image was just like this.
Yes.
He was all over
But Jada was doing her thing, too, before Will. He was on The Fresh Prince. She was doing her thing on Different World and a whole bunch of other series.
Hold on. Yeah, Star, she's on her... What are you on? TUP or... Miss Never on Time. She's on Miss Never on Time.
And so...
There we go.
And so, you know, I just feel like she was doing her own thing. He was doing his own thing. And for whatever reason, she felt behind the scenes. But that was only because she had kids. Will was, like he said, he was still able to go ahead with his career, get these bigger movie opportunities. And she had to stay at home with the kids.
Yeah.
And that was never what she wanted.
No, she never wanted any of that. She didn't even want the wedding.
She didn't want the Hollywood lifestyle because the girl went back to Baltimore and didn't want a farm.
And well, she didn't make it there. She didn't make it there because Will called her.
She was on the farm. Didn't spend the night there. He called her that first day she moved into the farm and then she flew back out to him.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's G shit, my nigga. I respect that. You with me now. I like that. That's confidence. And she just said, okay. I was like, yeah, that's it.
And I just want people to know that that's not going to work. That might have worked back in the 80s with Will and Jada. Yo, and that's how that happened.
You gotta be special to me for me to say something like that. She had to kick no game. You should already know what it is. You should. If we vibe with shorty, if I said, yo, sit down. That's it. Just kick it. What's up? What?
Well,
yo, y'all know me.
We're in front of guests right now, so I'm not gonna say
y'all know how I get down, man. Just go sit down. Let's chop it up. See what's going on. That's it.
He's a fucking nut job. Don't listen to him, okay?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I mean, what was the next one that we had to do? Oh, do you think women take a backseat to their spouse's dreams more than men? I'm going to ask you, do you think so?
I think 100% we do. I think we do that because it's sort of a male ego thing. Like, if you guys don't have it right and correct and 100%, then you're not able to provide and love the way you want to. You're not able to focus on the relationship. So sometimes it's, we just take a backseat to let y'all rock and do y'all thing. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, We run the world and we get shit done. And we get it done promptly and properly. That's why y'all kind of need us.
Uh-huh.
So we let y'all, you know, driver's seat.
Go beat on our chest and be ape-like and all
and
of
then
that.
And we take care of the Tarzan's shit the way that's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
You don't think so?
Well, listen, man. If you're rocking with me, you better go do you. Okay? Oh. I don't want you to look at me and think like I need you to do shit. Okay? I'm cool. You know, that's me, though. You can always... I find that funny when men feel... what's the word? Insignificant next to a woman that's doing great. Why don't you want to be near that? I want to be near that.
It's a male ego
thing. I don't have the ego
for
that.
That's why there's some males who, like, feel intimidated.
Well, you're weak.
Because she makes more money.
Well, you're weak.
Or she,
Well,
you know,
you're weak. You're a weak specimen. I can't even call you a man yet. You know what I'm saying? You're dripping off the edge of the table, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really solid yet. Because there's nothing another human being. Because at the end of the day, she's just another human being. Just
That's
another
true.
Person. You know what I mean? You just spending time with her. That is it. That's what she's doing. Her light should not bother you at all. Matter of fact, y'all should be making each other shine even brighter.
True.
You know, so if you're not willing to do that, then I got to say to you, I'm just going to look at you funny like, all right, so you one of them niggas. You know, that's what I'm gonna say. So when I see these situations where, oh nah, I need to, like, I seen the other dude the other day on Instagram and Twitter was going around where he was saying men need to be needed. Why? Like, if I can't,
Marcus from Love and Hip Hop.
That clown ass.
When
nigga.
He's like, he doesn't want like independent women or
why not? Why do you not want this woman to be independent of you? That's less stress on you, bro. Less work for you, bro. Why do you want the extra load? If she's bringing something to the table, my nigga, you should be happy. Because now you can just go do you.
But there's men out there who need to
Weak.
Feel
no.
needed.
Then why?
But I'm not behind his comments at all because I think it's important. Like Fuck Your Podcast just said. We shouldn't have to take a back seat. It's important
Never.
To build together.
Build together.
That, like, so I don't understand that. But then when females who aren't independent, who do depend on men, then all of a sudden she's a gold digger. She's trying to take all my money.
Is she independent and then relying on him?
No. She's not independent. She's relying on him. Because that's what he wants. He wants a woman that's,
well, then
that's,
you, well,
that's
then,
not that independent.
Well, then, my nigga, then why you calling her a gold digger? She saw you with paper. You were flexing it, right? That's the reason you flex your guap, right? That's the reason y'all wearing a 30,000 chains, right? You want the shoulder to see you, right? You need all of that, right? Because you're insecure, right? You need all of that shine. So now when she sees that, you calling the bread. You calling those kind of shoulders.
Yes. You're
I'm not taking
them.
That. Yeah, that's
I
what
agree.
You, period. You attract what you
put out. What you put out, right.
It's plain and simple. Don't call her gold digger, my nigga. Listen, if Oprah says, show I love you, hey, baby. I'm all up on Oprah. I'm like, did your mama just die?
The new Stedman? That's what it is?
Facts. I ain't mad at Stedman.
Show her the new Stedman out here.
Hey, I'm all up on it, man. Like, what's up? She's gonna help me even get my shit up. Where I'm gonna be like, all right, cool. Your brand was cool, but now I can actually take over the world, too. You know what I'm saying? We can even do more together. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like if you are a dude that has more money than your shorty, then you should be investing in your shorty so that she can get herself up. And then y'all can actually work together now.
Exactly.
Or even separately where you can go do your own thing and, the stress from her is gone now. You know, that's what you should be trying to do if she is latching onto you. Not just using her and then be like, oh, that shorty was trying to get my paper.
Right, that's where you have to find out, like, what's her passion? Which does she like doing?
Yeah.
How can I help invest in investing what you want to do with your
exactly.
life. So I'm going to head back to the live here because we had a couple people mention some stuff. So Annie agrees with you, says that the dude wants to be able to control her
it's
movements.
It's all control,
that's
man.
Chump moves.
Chump moves, big time.
My girl Macy says, I'm very independent and self-sufficient. However, I love an old school nigga that lives to take care of home.
That's fine too. There's nothing
I
wrong
love
with that. That's
I
cool.
I love that, Macy.
That's cool. If y'all want niggas, that's fine. I
And he said, that's why y'all both need to be equally yoked. Good night, sir. Sir, good night. Okay? Bye.
Hey, man. I just don't think you should want your woman behind you. Period. And if you notice, you know, that I'm not saying If you like certain type of people, that's the type of people you like. I would say go to therapy and figure out why you like that. Because my biggest thing is, Trish will tell you, everybody should be able to take care of themselves. Because when that, what's that called? When that safe haven is gone,
right?
What you got?
What do you have left?
What do you have the backbone to survive? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're doing every day, is surviving out here. So if you can't survive on your own, you're already dead.
Right.
The lions are going to eat you up.
I agree.
You know, so with the Will and Jada thing, I think that's where she was at. She didn't think like she'd be able to survive, man, without Will. Because he had became, no. In the sense of where she needed to go find herself and get herself back together. Because look, at the end, he was like, the entire happiness that I was trying to give you, I couldn't give you. You had to do it on your own.
I agree. But what the happiness he was trying to do was to fill his ego. Because she didn't want the big house.
No.
She didn't want to do any of the stuff that, like, you know, that he was trying to do for her. So I don't think it was really anything on Jada's part. I think it really had to do more with Will and this perception of how a marriage and a life should be. But he wasn't really listening or knowing what his partner wanted. And every time she mentioned didn't pay attention until Willow.
Yeah, Willow said
was the one that had to do certain things in order for him to be like, oh, shit.
Daddy, I get it. We're not the family you ever dreamed of. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Another thing about Will. How are you 5 years old thinking about this is the kind of family
I want? Every time I saw that part,
nigga.
But you got to remember, too, he came from a home where dad always beat mom. So for him, in his mind, he's thinking like, yo, I don't want to live like that. Like, that's not what I want to do.
I feel you. I totally get that.
That's where that comes from at five.
Man, listen. Look, I know that's crazy. I don't even know what I envision for what a family is. I still don't. And I have one. And every day is just like, every day I wake up, I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll figure out today. You know, I don't know what I'm doing.
So you don't have like this vision of like you want you guys to be in the next 2-3 years?
Financially stable, I guess. That's about it. I don't really
You don't dream about like, okay, I wanna like, you know, I wanna get a house where like my kids can run around and like
those are all materialistic things. Like to me those can come and go. I've never been one to really care about materialistic things too much. Like as long as like I have a roof over my head and my family is good and they're fed and they're clothed, like that's how I grew up.
Okay.
You know, so like even though some of y'all know my parents do come from money, they don't come from money, but they work their ass off to have money. So I saw brokenness. I saw being broke and still being able to survive and get by with everything. You know, I didn't wear the J's. I didn't grow up with the J's. I didn't need the flex. I didn't have none of that. So I didn't feel like I needed those things to actually feel accomplished.
Okay.
You know, so with my family, you know, it's just like, cool, this is where we at right now in life. And we'll transition out of that. And that's where it's been. That's how I grew up too. Everything's been a transition. You know. But
so do you try to instill some like enriched
work ethic. You know, respectability. I mean being a decent human being.
Okay.
Pretty much every day. Move like I tell my daughter all the time, treat people how you want to be treated. You know, because I know she's at that age right now where y'all girls is mean as hell. Y'all, girls is mean, man. Like, y'all really used to be talking. She sometimes hella mean. And y'all be like, yo, we need to chill out. You know, I'm like, well, how would you like it if she said that to you? You know, I wouldn't like it. I'm like, all right, those are the things. But that's what we do to children.
Right.
You know what I mean? But Love & Hip Hop will show them motherfuckers are still doing that shit now. You know, we just seen Black China's moms saying that shit over to Jess and Letters. Like, yo, you a grown woman talking hella crazy right now. You know, it's like, so people didn't grow out of that. You know, so I would definitely say, for me and my family, it's always a transition. I like transition. That means I like stable, but at the same time,
you have to elevate.
Just keep going. Just keep on. Don't worry about where you're right now. If you're right here, you're right here. Cool. Don't worry about it. That's like when I said you have a problem. If you have a problem, I'm never worried about the problem. I'm only ever worried about the solution. Like if you come to me and you're complaining, or you can, what's the word? You can vent. Venting is cool. But after that, I'm gonna be like, so what are we gonna do about it though? Because I already moved past that.
Okay.
Because it's already there.
You're solution based.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that matters to me. The pain is already there. Just like divorce. The pain is already there. Where do we go from here? They went through their pain. And they said, where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. And that's, and now they just said, literally, Willow just said about a year ago, she finally saw that change.
Right.
We don't even know. Like, happy. Exactly.
Now happier place.
So we don't even know how long that transition took for them to get here. You know, so I feel like when it comes to marriage and your spouse, if they can't accept you, now they can't accept 100% of you. Like, don't ask if that's too much. They can't accept all of that. Nobody can. None of us is perfect. And that's the thing we have to really get through is the facade, the imagery of what we think marriage is or what we think is the correct way of how to run our relationship. Going with nothing, bro. Ladies, queens. Y'all looking for niggas, right? Y'all looking for men, right? A man doesn't come in with, oh, I need you to do this. If a man tells you your job is to clean the dishes, run. That's a red flag. If a shorty's like, well, my man is to pay this, that, and pay that, run, my nigga. That's not the short. That's not the shorty you want.
Those are the people that are coming with the egos and the expectations.
Yeah. But all red flags.
All red flags, but we are trained that way.
You got to train yourself. Like,
it's not I am that too. Easy.
I am too. But I don't. I didn't bring that. I've never brought that to any female. I've never brought what I want them to do to into a relationship.
So, would you ever have that discussion with them?
For what?
So,
I don't need to tell you, oh, this is what you need to do.
Okay, but if they don't do it, how do you feel about that? Is there a discussion had around that?
About what? You're not doing what you need to do?
Yeah.
About themselves?
About what you're expecting from
them? I'm not expecting nothing.
Okay.
Period. Like, if we're already dealing with each other, we're already dealing with each other. We've already set kind of invisible boundaries already. Like, we already kind of know what each other's supposed to be doing already. Why are we kicking if I don't know you already?
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So now, let's say you're going through a funk. Let's say you lost your job.
Okay.
Which happens all the time. Matter of fact, that happened to me. I lost my job a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was out of work for about a month. Longest month of my life. But I never stopped looking for work. Not for you niggas and you shorty, you just stay home. That's why niggas get mad.
Sometimes you have to just enjoy a sabbatical.
Nah.
Like, if you have a little time off.
If you have a little time off, you got bread to cover that time off.
Okay. If you got some bread to cover the time off, I say take a sabbatical because I took one.
Miss Williams, fuck that. I got expectations. That's cool.
Nah. Macy, you can't have expectations. That's how it just... It ruins the relationship.
And fuck your podcast. Somebody better clean that damn house.
I know.
It's going to get clean. We want to figure it out. You know, we're going to figure it out.
That's why it's the importance of married mentors to who open up and tell you the real deal about marriage. Where can we find marriage mentors, any?
I don't even like them niggas.
Bring that to the table.
I'm good.
Where would we find married mentors? Y'all can,
yeah, go to any for that shit. I'm not going no married mentor, man. Fuck out. What that nigga gonna tell me, man? Fuck out. I got
your
no problems.
Your biggest failure in marriage is due to unspoken expectations. How you want me to meet the expectations if you never tell me your expectations? Shout out to you on that one, Eni. I believe that if there is, I won't say expectations. I will say boundaries. Because for me, in the dynamic and the relationship that I want, is something more that's very Jada and Will, like life partners, not the whole like, oh, because I'm your wife, I'm expected to do X, Y, and Z. Because let me tell you, baby, that's not going to always happen over here. Okay? I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z all the time. I might not even do it, period. So I'm just saying that it's important to have those conversations and have that open communication.
Open communication is a big thing. Can your partner accept that open communication though, without getting tight or in their feelings? You know, can you accept them having their feelings being hurt if you said something, if they, you know, that they don't like?
But I think that's part of the dating piece, so that if they do become your significant other or spouse, that shouldn't be a problem.
Miss Williams, what's the difference between expectations and looking for certain things in people? Characteristics. That's what you're talking about. When you say certain things to people, you're looking for characteristics in a human being.
Yes. That's different. Expectations is when he's like, oh, that's my boyfriend. So I'm expecting my boyfriend to take out the trash. Mm. He has to make sure that he pays all the bills. And he has to take me out on all the dates. And anything that I want, he has to give to me. Like, that's expecting
that from him. I already failed. I'm already out the
door. Because he's my boyfriend.
I'm already out the door.
But if he's a guy that's just kicking it with you, all of a sudden it's just like, see? That's just a guy that's kicking it with you. Like,
that's
he doesn't have
to
take out the trash.
I like
he
that.
He doesn't have to go and make sure that he pays all your bills.
Yes.
So that's where the expectation versus characteristics
come in. That's the nigga that I like to be. That nigga I'm just chilling with, yo.
Shout out to any, hit him up for marriage mentors. Let's see if we could, somebody married a few years above you. Someone married 20 years, 30 years and such. Can't be taking advice from someone who's still honeymoon phase. That makes sense.
I ain't listening to you.
That makes
you
sense. Uh-huh. Him and his wife have mentors who've been married 25 years and another 50, and we mentor newlywed couples. How long have you been married, Annie?
He's long. He's been in that shit since he was
he's
like
He's been in the 20, game?
20, like,
he's been in the game for a minute?
I think like 8 years or some shit.
But Annie also said that he's known since he was 8 years old that he wanted a marriage life and a family.
And that's fine, bro. That's fine. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with those things, but not everybody's like that. I'm just one of those niggas that... I'm not like that.
9 years. Okay.
Yeah, 9 years. You know, I'm just one of those niggas. Everybody will tell you, I'm not a family oriented. Like, if you know my family too, you know I'm not family oriented. Like, I don't give a shit about that shit, man. You know, I'm just, but I am in one. I have a family, you know, and I do handle things the way I'm supposed to handle things. So I will say that. So just because I'm saying I'm not a family man, I'm not a family person, does not mean you cannot have a family. I'm living proof.
Right?
No, I do everything I'm supposed to do.
I mean, I was surprised when you did become a family man.
Who are you telling?
Yeah,
Who are you telling?
Why did I?
I'm surprised too. My younger self will come back and look at me like, nigga, what is you doing?
Oh,
like,
my God, I can't. This
is where we at right now, fam. This is where we at.
I can't.
And that's legit. That's legit how life, that's how I see life. You know me. It's just where I'm at right now.
Right.
You know, you take what you have right in front of you and you handle it. You know, I'm not saying it was a mistake or nothing like that. That's not what I mean by any of that. I'm just saying anything that happens in your life, it is happening. You can't change it. If you do change it, that karma is probably going to come back a little heavy. Or you have to understand that if you believe in God, on fate and all that other shit, things are happening without your control. You know, I'm a person that believes in wavelengths and things that are, and karma and all that shit. But if things are going a certain way, like if something bad happens, I'm not even worried about it. Because I know all the bad shit that's happening right now is for right now.
For right now, it's for a reason.
For a reason. Exactly. And even better. I'm going to come out stronger. Like, I take that challenge up. You know, that's why I can never say I was ever really depressed or like feeling weak. Because I always took the challenge.
Okay.
You know, like, all right, cool, I'm not failing at this. You know, you got to look at it like you're playing a sport. You know, I hate losing. And if I lose, I don't even take it as an L. I take it as, all right, so I'm not making that move next time. That's it.
That's a lesson.
That's a life lesson. You know, right. So that's where I think Will and Jada, just to bring it back to the Red Table Talk, went through. Like, okay, we went through this. Jada realizing this is not where I'm supposed to be at right now. Like, no way. This cannot continue to go on. And she had to go get her shit together. Like, all you new people... All you motherfuckers talking about, like, I need to go find myself and all that. That is real. I do understand that. But y'all be taking a little... Y'all think y'all just got that shit misconstrued. Y'all say that shit every day. Oh, I'm just taking this time to find myself, you know, clear my head, figure out my... Get my chakras together. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Okay.
What the fuck is y'all talking about? Bitch, so you rolling.
What do you think is, like, two key things in order for someone to take that break to go find themselves? Like, when they say that, what is two key things that they need to really go in order to actually do that and come back to their relationship?
I don't even think it matters for you whether or not you're in a relationship or not. If you're single and you're saying, I'm still finding myself, bitch and my dude, we all still finding ourselves. It's an everyday thing. I wake up every day going, I don't know who I am today. I don't know what's going to happen today,
but
I'm going
to
let it rock.
But you have to find yourself to a certain extent.
What are you looking for?
I think you need to be able to find yourself to a certain extent in order to be able to receive other people too. Like, I think that's important. Like, I can't be in a relationship if I don't really know who Patricia is or what I want. Regardless, we're always evolving. We're always changing. We're never going to be... I'm not going to be the same person I was this year, next year, or 3 years ago.
Yeah, of course.
But there's still that core being of Patricia that I need to know and I need to figure out.
Okay.
So if I don't know that core, how am I supposed to be able to then go and receive somebody else and have them wanting to know who Patricia is or be around me. If I don't want to be around me because I don't know what the fuck
that
going
is true.
On,
that is
how
true.
How am I expecting that is other true. People to?
If you don't love yourself internally, then you're not going to do good in a relationship. I feel like that is one of the biggest issues I see in relationships now. A lot of y'all don't like yourselves. You're projecting, you're hoping this person, that's why you guys get heartbroken. Or, you know, he devastated me. He ruined my life. How?
I think one key element, though, is the facade that's given on social media. Because what people are always constantly seeing, like, oh, they're so happy. They're on vacation. They're doing this. They're doing that. That's what causes that. Them to be unhappy and depressed. But you can go ahead.
But yeah, if that's the case, get off the internet, my nigga.
It's not that easy. Sure.
Like, chill.
It's not that chill. Easy. It's not as easy as you think.
It is for me. I'll be wild. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, scroll up some more.
This marriage, y'all are really digging this marriage shit. Oh, y'all.
Okay, so we have any with neither am I, which is why I wanted to have the Cosby marriage. I wanted to break the cultural viewpoint of Nigerian husbands and fathers. I think I told y'all my favorite couple wasn't Cosby's. It was Cliff's parents. That was
they were just
awesome to me. Yeah. 50 years, why didn't they just... What? Sorry, 50 years where they didn't just love each other. They actually liked each other and wanted to be around each other. That's true. That's important. It's important to know, fuck your podcast is saying, it's important to know who you are marrying. Don't think they was ready at the time. And any is, if you still finding yourself, how you want me to find you?
Word! Word! I'm not here.
Planted. Marriage means deeply rooted and planted. Can't be wishy-washy and easily swayed.
Wait.
I agree with that.
Marriage means deeply rooted and planted. Explain more, bro. I'm not really sure what that means because I ain't deeply planted in nothing, my nigga.
My God.
I got to get away for everything.
Sir.
I mean, I'm trying to, you know.
Sir, that's not how that works.
It's anything you
but
should
But I agree
have,
with like, any on that.
What does you mean by deeply rooted and not wishy-washy and easily swayed? Well, yeah, okay. That easily wishy-washy and easily swayed, that's just bad. That's not what I'm talking about. But what's a deeply rooted and planted shit? That's what I need to know. What you're talking about.
I'm going to let Emmy answer that since he's a marriage counselor.
He's a marriage counselor. I'm still flying. He's flying heavy, bro. Heavy. I'm looking at him. Word. Thank you, my nigga. See me over here. I was getting mad shaky. Like, what's this nigga talking about? Like, whoa. My guy. Chill.
Okay, before we wrap this up, I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
Is it possible to realize who you're actually supposed to be with?
Ask it again.
Is it possible to realize who you're actually supposed to be with? So I pulled this question from the fact that...
What Will said?
Yeah, that he was with Cherie, but then realized like Jada...
Off of one conversation!
And he knew that Jada is who you... So do you feel like that's something that's like inevitable? Like you're able to do that?
I thought about that question for mad long.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I don't know. I feel like there's three people that I'm supposed to be with, so I don't know if it really, like, works for me.
That's my problem.
I'm like, there's three people in my life right now that I'm like, yo, I know I'm supposed to be with them. But, like, they could all be trash, to be quite honest, which is why I'm still single. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm married, so I guess, you know, I guess, but I will say this, because I am married, me and Crystal have spoken about this, and we both don't believe in, what is it, soulmates, nothing like that. She's the person I'm with, and I enjoy the person that I'm with. I like her, you know, like, I like her
energy.
That's
so important. Yeah. Like, that's supposed to be, like, your friend.
Yeah.
Like, aside from anything else, that should be your friend.
Should be my friend. That's
it. You should like to be around her.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just chill with her. I can vibe with her. You know, the jokes is always flying. You know what I'm saying? I love the sass. All of that shit. Like, I like the person that she is. Now, is she the person that I'm supposed to be with? I don't know what that means. What Will is talking about is some other cosmos type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said he's a scientist. Like, he needs to feel certain things where something needs to click, pretty much. Where, like, the whole Alfonso shit.
Yeah.
And him and DJ Jazzy's
death. Yeah, he's like, I know I can make magic.
Yeah, like, me and that guy can create something. You know what I'm saying? Me and Crystal have already created something. You know, I didn't meet her and go, oh, that's the person I'm supposed to be with. Like, she's melting my heart type shit. I don't know those kind of feelings. Maybe I have a problem, you know, but I've never felt that for any female, any other human being. Even dudes, like, if you're my friend, you're my friend. There's no levels of, oh, that's my bestie. If you're my guy, you're my guy. That's that we're friends. We, you know what I'm saying? We're associates. I kind of put everybody on the same pedestal because for me, human beings are irrational things.
Right.
So I can't say I know what you're capable of because I do not know if pressure comes. And because of that, I'm very, I have a moat and my castle is in the center. You can come over, but the minute you start acting up, I can, you know what I'm saying, put my door down and, you know, we can push you right out.
Skedaddle out?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
Wow, you ain't shit.
Hey, I'm trying to stay safe.
You ain't shit.
But it's all love at the end of the day. That's all love at the end of the day. I don't hate you. I'm not even going to talk shit about you. I'm going to say, yo, just didn't pan out. We can still talk. Still, you know me. I can still chop it up with you. I'm still cool with a lot of shorties that I used to mess with. Because I never gave that negativity off to them like that. You know, no shorty can ever say they heard me badmouthing them outside. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I don't care about that. You know, so soulmates, if you believe in it, great. More power to teach me. Don't teach me. I'm already married. I don't need this kind of problems in my life.
Well, send me a DM, okay? Let me know. See, what's up?
See, this is why you still single. Because why? I'm here flagging. Hell, SOS, save me.
I'm waving the white flag.
You know, like, that's why you looking. See, I didn't look.
Okay, I don't be looking.
You like, looking.
I'm not going hard to paint looking. I don't go out either.
Well, that's your problem.
So it's like, am I supposed to meet anybody if I'm always home?
There's a lot of people. We got Christian Mingo.
Sir, let's go back to the line before we wrap this one up. Okay? So Annie broke down the question that she's single because she lives in Boston. Oh, so you gonna move up? I'm waiting on you to move up.
Okay? Yo, real talk. I'm talking all Boston niggas from now on. Y'all are... Every chick that I've met is saying, y'all niggas is trash out here, fam. They're like, yeah, my husband's from Atlanta, my husband's from New York, he's from Brooklyn, all of that shit. I'm like, damn, son. You see how she said that shit? Like, she's in love with this nigga, fam.
You gotta buy the town to find love.
I've yet to hear shorty say, yeah, my man's from Boston. Like, real proud. That's fucked up. Baby, you better be saying that shit about me, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not Boston raised, but, you know. You know what I mean? We rap the beat from time to time. But for real, men, if you're from Boston, y'all gotta stop this shit. They should not be flying to Florida to
That's where my heart is in Florida.
Jesus.
That's where my love is.
Damn, son. What are y'all niggas doing
out here? I ain't moving to Florida, so you better figure that out.
Damn. Yo, we get paid more up here, though. Little expensive.
I ain't moving to that state.
You can sublet up here. Damn. You can still be peachy. Pay about $2,500 for a one bedroom split. You know, it's all good. But
this was great.
Yeah, this was awesome.
I love the conversation and you guys engaging. Oh, I'll come meet you in ATL. I'll come down to Atlanta. Shut up with love connections going on. Woo! On the IG session.
Make it happen. She's accepted.
Ralph said, fuck that. I'm finding love out of town too. It's true because some of these females out here too ain't what it is in the bean.
Damn, son. You know, I don't know what to tell y'all, man.
He's married, so he don't give a fuck.
I never give a fuck, period. I wasn't the person to cry on your shoulder. Oh, my man cheated on me or he did something. That's wild, shorty.
Anyway, we enjoyed you guys and the conversation.
Holla at y'all. Thank you.
We'll see you at the next session.
Yeah. Thank you guys, man. Holla.